Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Ali Sadiq.
I want to start by doing this first, and this is very sincere. I want to thank y'all for showing up to see me. I do. It is an honor, because one, y'all like me. Y'all like me, right? And y'all show me a lot of love, and y'all love me. Now, I need this from y'all. I really do. Because that family of mine is different. Yeah, you can't be a king in your own castle. Let me tell you something. If you, men, let me tell you, I'm talking to men. Men, if you are not handy, you might want to learn to fix something. Because for some reason, when you're not handy, you get totally disrespected. Man, these people don't love me in my house. Because I can't fix stuff. But I'm honest. I'm honest about not being able to fix stuff. I don't say I can. I am not the one that you call when you want something to fix. I am the one you call when you want something new. When you want something new, I am your man. If you want something fixed, call somebody else. My mama have two wash and dryers in the house right now because she called me first. And these folks know I'm not handy. My mama called me and said, "Baby, something is wrong. When my washer and dryer is not running and it's beeping." And I came over there. I showed up like it was a bomb. "Mom, it is beeping. Get the people, get another one." Now, I'm thinking when they bring the new washer and dryer, they gonna take the old one. They just drop it off. They just leave it in the thing. I'm on the phone with the plumber. "Hey, I need somebody down here. My mama got a new wash and dry." Now, backstory, my sister comes in. I heard my sister come in, and my sister take every opportunity to make me look bad. My sister come in, I'm in the back, and then I notice the beeping stop. I come in, I'm talking to my mom, I say, "What she do?" My sister went in the dryer. Open the dryer, open the lint thing. Clean the lint thing out, closed it. My sister's gonna say, "Hey, I am my mama's only son. Stop coming over here." When you're not handy, you will be embarrassed in your house. When you're not handy. Because let me tell you something, fellas. What you don't want is other men to come in your house and fix stuff. I get home. My garage door won't go down. I went and hit the thing. Nothing happening. I went to the truck and got the remote. Nothing's happening. I call a number. Calling people, the man come over, and I tell the man, I say, "Hey, brother, you need anything, I'm gonna be right in the house, just knock on the door, and I'm gonna come out here." I don't even close, do you understand? I ain't even closed the door. Like, my heel is right there. The man had knocked on the door. I said, "Nah, I know the brother don't want nothing already." I said, "What's up, bro?" He said, "Oh, I'm done." "And you about to be mad." I said, "You done?" He said, "Yeah, hit that thing real quick." Nothing happened, right? And then hit your remote. Nothing happened, right? "You see this little rope right here?" "Don't hit it." And he gonna keep doing it too. "Look, you can put it on. You can put it off." You want to do it? I don't need to practice. I saw what you did. He said, let me tell you the part you're about to be mad about. According to company policy, since I came over here, that's 135. I said, you damn sure right I'm mad at the motherfucker. It's something about when you're not handy. And when you're not handy, you can't even go into things that you heard before. You ever heard the saying, the customer is always right? Not if you don't know what you're doing. I'm living in this little gated community, right? I have noticed that I have not even been considered for yard of the month. Not one time. Been over there 7 years. Ain't nobody even considered me. Now, I'm blaming this on my yard man. This ain't racist. My yard man, Carlos. He just happened to be Mexican. I come out there, Carlos. Hey, bro. Let me tell you something, bro. You're cutting my grass too low. That's why I'm not winning. Carlos said, no, my friend, I'm cutting it right. I'm like, Carlos, listen to me. You're cutting my grass too low. I need it this high. If you can't do that, don't come back around here, Carlos. Carlos gone for 4 weeks. Grass just high on safari out there. Grass just high. So I decide I'm gonna go get a lawnmower. I'm gonna cut it myself. Man, let me tell y'all something. I didn't know that a lawnmower didn't come already assembled. You gotta assemble it. And why they don't give you that first can of gas with the lawnmower? How they know you got a gas can? Fellas, let me tell you something. Get your gas can. That lawnmower is way heavier once you put that gas in and try to get it back on the truck. Don't laugh at me, dog. I said I wasn't handy. Don't lean back on me, dog. I told you I wasn't handy. Boy, they always try to make you feel bad, I tell you, boy. This man helped me get the lawnmower in the truck, right? I get it home, my neighbor helped me get it off. Now, I'm about to cut my grass. About to cut this grass. Yeah. Now, it's some things that I've noticed that Carlos has when he cut the grass, long pants, boots on, long sleeve shirt, something around his neck, glasses on, big hat. Now, I didn't know that you needed all that, but I'm telling you, these shorts and these Gucci flip-flops just ain't working out here, but. It's rough, man, it's rough. That first trip down was rough, I'm trying to tell you. That second trip, I noticed why Carlos got that hat, but that sun was following me. I started humming for no reason. I'm talking about the sun on top of me, all on my neck. It's crazy, right? Third trip down, I ain't gonna lie, y'all. I was about to stop mowing, but Carlos come on the street. He coming down like menace to society. Me all riled up. Oh, Carl, you crazy as hell, Carlos. Carlos turned that corner. I went in the house. I don't know how long I'm in the house, but it took me a nap. I don't know how long I'm there. I am awakened by my lawnmower being on. My lawnmower, come on. I don't even rush out there. If somebody's stealing it, I just look out the blinds. I look out there, it's Carlos mowing that grass. I came out there and I hugged Carlos. Gave Carlos $150. I said, you can keep that lawnmower if you want it. I don't need it. I'm never, you don't even worry about it. That sun whooped me into shape, you know what I'm saying? I am a house Negro. I see what this is. It's things about me. I'm honest about who I am. Now, what you're not gonna do is tell me what to do in my house, because they disrespect me in my house. I'm trying to tell you, I be trying to fix something, I'm in the garage finna fix something because my light switch is tripping. I see my son hovering around with his phone. I said, "What, man, what you doing? You trying to record me or something?" He said, "No, I've been assigned to you." I said, "Boy, you electrocute yourself one time and all of a sudden somebody watching over you." Wasn't even my fault. I told them folks not to turn that brake on. I said it. And folks come messing with me. I'm in the house, man. In the house, minding my business. I look up. I see that my air filter is a little dirty. As I'm looking at the air filter, AA gonna come out to my, "Hey, don't touch that air filter. Raul coming over here Thursday." First of all, Raul don't pay no goddamn bills in this house. You don't tell me about no damn what Raul is doing. Everybody leave. Everybody leave the house, right? Everybody leave. As soon as they gone, tool belt on. Finna change this air filter. I get my ladder and I go up there. Now, I've changed regular air filters before. Regular ones where you latch the thing and it come down straight. Now, this one come down to the side. And y'all, I'm a trained fighter. When something come in my head, I'm boom. Now, what you can't do is do that on a ladder. I'm gonna just say you can't do that on a ladder. I hard step, I'm off the ladder. Let me tell y'all something, man. When you falling, man, ain't nothing. I mean, I need to put a lantern or some paintings on my wall or something. It's just. I hit my head on the top of the door, okay? I'm out. I am awakened by the garage coming up. I said, "Oh, they back." "Why you come in the house messing with me?" AA came in. "Why is your eye so glassy?" I say, "Glassy? No. I was watching TV. It was so sad. Something happened. The TV ain't even on. I cut it off. It was just too sad." "Why is your ear bleeding?" I say, "Well, yeah. I'm bleeding. I ain't know I was bleeding. Walked off, came back to my, "Come get your concussed ass in this car." Why you say I got a concussion? "Why is there a ladder in my kitchen?" I said, "A ladder?" Hold my hand. It's a shame. So I know I'm not handy, but what I do is this. I utilize the people in my life that is. My uncle is a handy man. He's a handy man. Do you know what I'm saying? So when something go wrong in my house, I call him. Why are you going to ridicule me for calling you and you a handy man? And I'm going to say this, man. Listen, people. Handy men that's in here. When a non-handy man calls you, we don't need your ridicule. We have already submitted. You know what I'm saying? We come with money already in our hand. Here, just. I call mom. He answered the phone. I say, "Huh?" He said, "What you got going on, nephew?" I said, "Man, something in my house is wrong." He said, "What you got?" You know, that's what handy men say. "What you got?" I said, "Man, the thing." "What goddamn thing?" I said, "Who you yelling at?" I'm not just gonna say the thing, I'ma describe it. I'ma describe it. I said the thing that makes the water hot. He said the hot water heater. I say, if that's the technical name of it. What's wrong with it? I said, it's not blue at the bottom like it normally is. He said, because the pilot is out, you're going to have to light the pilot. I said, no. I ain't light no pilot. Why would I light a pilot? He said, why you can't light the pilot? I said, because I read the directions. He said, that don't make no goddamn sense. If you read directions, why you can't light the pilot? I said, you don't understand. On the directions, it said, boom, boom. Explode. And there's a man on there running with fire. Coming from his body. How did that happen? Fire. Now, contractors have been in my home before. I know how a contractor's supposed to walk in your home. My uncle came to my house. I don't know, he walked in. Sorry, motherfucker. Are you aware that I called your company and not your cell phone? I am a customer, sir. I have an invoice. He's talking about, where this shit at? I say, still aggressive, are we? Boy, your Yelp review is about to be bad. So, the way I want him to come in my house, I want him to come through the garage because it's easy. Come through the garage, walk in. When you come in my house, you walk in, it's a closet right there, it's a little closet right there. Then you go a little further. It's a room right there. Then you go a little further. It's the laundry room, right? And then you go a couple more steps at the laundry room. It's the little jump that go to the attic, right? The little step ladder thing that come to the attic. Now, I know y'all wondering, like, he don't know what that is. I don't mess with my attic. I'm not no attic type person. I ain't never been in that attic. That attic is spooky. I never been in there. I don't see a reason for me to be going in my attic. Now, let me tell you how disconnected I am with this attic, right? I heard something crawling around in my attic the other day, and I turned the heat up to 96. It's gonna die. Whatever's up there, it's gonna suffocate, and it's gonna die, and the housekeeper gonna go up there and get it. I'm not messing with it. Makes no sense for me to be up there. Just think about it. Whatever's up there, you coming up the steps, you vulnerable. It's gonna pounce down on you. Now you done fell down the steps, now you dead. See how they work? You ain't thinking past your shoes. Now, well, where the little attic steps in, they end right in front of the laundry. And that's why I'm at in the laundry room doing laundry. It's a skill. I'm separating my clothes. I'm putting woolite in my delicates. And as my uncle walking up the steps, all I said was, hey, read the directions. That man said, man, fuck you. I've been doing this shit for your ass was even born. I'm like, well, things could have changed. He up there, right? I hear him up there. He didn't clip that thing like six times. I heard him talk about, I say, now wait one damn minute now. I read the directions. That thing, you supposed to click that thing once or twice, and you supposed to wait. It's a waiting period. And then I hear him again. I say, now that's 12 clicks. That is 12 clicks. I count them. That's 12 clicks. Man, I'm thinking we all right because I don't hear no gas. Next thing I hear, 3 seconds later, boom! My uncle has been blown down the steps. And he is on fire like the man. He's on fire. Do you understand me? That man's on fire. With my quick thinking, because I'm a quick thinker, I put my uncle out with wood light. My uncle is on the ground singed with wood light on him. He gonna look up at me and tell me, yo, shit different. I told you to read the directions. I told him. I said it. I said it out loud. Read the directions. Exactly what I said. And sometimes I be feeling like I'm in the wrong family. Cause they not utilizing me for the things that I'm good at. Like, I come from a pretty tough family. Like, and I'm talking about everybody thinks they tough, but it's a difference. This is how I judge it. I judge it according to my Uncle Mac. Black Mac different, man. This is the epitome of tough, because he taught me this, because a lot of men in here probably think they tough. But are you pulling out your own teeth tough? Yeah, that's different. This levels the toughness. Man, I'm nine. I'm in the living room watching Bonanza with my Uncle Mac. My Uncle Mac out of nowhere said, my goddamn tooth hurt. Go get the pliers. I say, go get the pliers. I'm nine. I know it's a lot of steps before go get the pliers. Gargling with warm salt water. That's one. Yeah, putting some Epsom. You know, putting some Epsom on it. I'm talking about a dentist. That's still a dentist. My uncle Alfred come in with some needle nose pliers. I say, shit, you ain't gonna do shit with them. Gave them to him. And I'm sitting there. My Uncle Mac didn't even leave the living room. He just with them pliers. Listen to me. I'm not talking about one of them little teeth at the bottom. Or one of them ones on the side. I'm talking about one of them ones in the back that's attached to your spleen and your brain and your whole core existence. I'm talking about, yeah, you're supposed to have a surgeon and be asleep when they get one of these out. Man, that man, one of the most excruciating sounds I ever heard with them needle knives. He over there. Snatch that tooth out of his mouth. Gargle with some whiskey. And then put a whole bunch of BC powder in and passed out. I said, boy. I don't even know how he got all that BC powder in his mouth. You know, one BC powder get in the middle of your tongue, you won't swallow for 2 weeks. I'm sitting there like, ooh, I am in the wrong family. This is not. It's crazy. You got to be handy. And I would like. Because I've done some things, because I'm not handy. I've done some real weak things. I see some Hispanic men in here. I would like to take this opportunity to apologize to all Hispanic men around the world for some real weak shit I was doing about 25 years ago. I live in Houston. I live in this little Hispanic neighborhood before I moved where I live at now. And I know Mexican men are very helpful. No matter what the news be talking about, these people are helpful. They'll help you with anything. If somebody needs to be fixed, they're gonna come and help you out. You know what I'm saying? And that's what they do. Now, I know they'll help you. Now, I'm taking advantage of this help. Man, you know, when I lived in this neighborhood, I never took my truck to the mechanic. Never. I would never take my truck to the mechanic. I would just go outside. I would just go outside and lift my hood up. And be waiting for my neighbor, Jose, to come outside. Jose, come out. My friend, what's wrong, my friend? I'm like, I don't know. Once Jose come over there and call Manuel and Carlos, shit, I just go in the house with the ladies. I've been out eating. That's spicy. I don't like that. That's spicy. I would like to apologize. You don't really know how people in your family feel about you, you know, until you hear them, you know, talking about you, right? You know, and I just keep saying my family is not using me right. You calling me for the things that I'm not good at. Call me for what I'm good at. I'm good at showing up. You want somebody to show up? Let me tell you why I show up. Because people need stuff to be moved, and I got a truck. I don't give a damn what you trying to move. Call me. I'm pulling up in the truck. Put it on there. I got straps and everything. If I see somebody on the side of the road because I got chains and shit, I can't wait. I'm just saying, you stuck? Shit, I got you. Put it in neutral. Put it in neutral. I'm pulling the yacht. Now, my friends know I'm handy because they call me for the things that I am good at. I'm at this club. My partner Dre is 6'4". 360, 365. He fluctuate between, yeah. Right? He fluctuate, right? 360, 365, right? He fluctuate. I'm at this club. He there with me, and I'm in there dancing. He tapped me on the shoulder. I said, what's up, boy? What's up? He said, man, I'm about to get out of here. I said, where you going? He said, I'm about to leave with this little old chick. I said, Dre. Dre, don't go nowhere with that lady. Dre, leave. He gone. I done told the man, don't go nowhere with that lady. He gone. Club closed, 2 o'clock. I'm home, 2:30. 3 o'clock, 3:45, I get a phone call, and I know he on some bullshit, because he going to ask me, am I asleep, when I already answered the phone like this. Hello, I already said that. Why would I not be asleep if I said hello? He on the phone, whispering. Say, Blair. I said, why you whispering? Why are you talking so loud? Because I'm in my house. What is it, Dre? Man, listen. You know the lady that I left with. I say, yeah, what's up? There's a man at the door. I say, Dre, what difference does it make? You 6'4", 360, 365, because you know you fluctuate. He say, he big. I say, Dre, how big can he be? You 6'4", 360, 365. Come on, boy, what's up? He said, my, why you talking so loud? Hey, I'm in my house. I say, Dre, how big can this man be? He said, I looked out the peephole and I saw his belt buckle. I said, what? What? looked out the peephole and saw his belt buckle. I said, man, let me get up and come over here and see what's going on. He off this street called West Park, right? And I get over there. And fellas, you know how this go. I get over there. You ever seen somebody so big that you looking for an apartment number and you know where you at? And I got to that number, I looked up there and said, nah, that can't be right. I'm like, uh-uh. No, for sure. I came back and talking loud. No, it ain't. This ain't 320, is it? I called Dre. I say, Dre, listen to me. I'm outside whispering, Dre, listen to me. Listen to me. Boy, you ain't lying. This boy big, boy. But let me tell you the problem with me, right? The problem with me is that I have this ability to get mad about things that's not even happening, right? And I can get really, really mad about something that's not happening. Now, I'm standing by my truck, and my partner Dre is in need, and I'm like, man, how is Big Man gonna tell me I can't come get my partner? Now, this man ain't said nothing to me. This man ain't said a word to me. Do you understand? We ain't even exchanged no words, but I done had a whole conversation to myself. Gonna tell me I can't get my partner. I don't even know who he talking to. Let me, you know something, don't even worry about it. Let me put my thing on and let me went right up them steps. Pardon me, big man. Dre, come on out. He ain't gonna do shit to you. Yeah. He ain't gonna do nothing. Yeah. That's what I said. Nothing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Dre is 6'4". 360, 365. He fluctuate. He come out. I'm 5'7". That man behind me like this. Come on, Dre. Yeah. We going down and says, yeah. We get in the car. I say, get in my truck. I say, Dre, you see how I back his big ass down, Dre? I sold that shit, boy. Yeah. Sold that shit. You got to call me for what I'm good at. So, right after that happened, I'm at a family function. I told you, you don't know how people feel about you till you hear them over talking about you. I'm going to the restroom and I walk past, you know, all the young folk, they in the little room. And I walk past one of the little cousins say, to my daughter, say, Jaden, you lucky your daddy tough. My daughter said, eh. I come in the room, I say, hey, what's happening? The man just said I was tough, and you said, what that mean? So my daughter goes, well, daddy, do I need to say? I say, not only do you need to say, you must say. What you talking about? I said, wait, what are you talking about? She said, well, all I'm gonna say is this, Walmart. Walmart. I said, wait a minute, are you judging me on what happened at Walmart? Wow. Let me tell y'all what happened at Walmart. I'm at Walmart. I'm waiting on a parking space. Right here, waiting on the parking space. this young boy come in from the wrong direction and slide in my space. I say, hey, young boy, man, what is you doing? Young boy say, oh, school, you better go on the fuck on. Now, see, he done escalated this. I say, what are you doing? He say, go on the fuck on. You done escalate. This is escalation, right? I say, hey, young boy, don't make me, before I can say, get out of my truck, the young boy then took his shirt off and he's walking towards my truck. I rolled my window up. I said, this young boy crazy. He's crazy. And I'm in the window telling him, you're crazy. You're crazy. You're crazy. Do you know you're crazy? And he's still talking crazy at the window. I had to act like I had some. I said, hey, boy, you better get away from my window. Now, all I had was a bunch of light bills on the side of my window. Now, I was going to throw all them light bills in his face. You're going to have a paper cut in your eye, boy. So I just drive off. Just drive off, right? I drive off. My daughter gonna talk about daddy with your scare ass. I say, I ain't see you do shit. I ain't see you do nothing. That man was close to your age. You ain't get out and say nothing. And she acting like I left Walmart. I didn't leave Walmart. I just went to another parking space. He saw me in Walmart on aisle 6. I said, take your shirt off in Walmart and see what happened. I had that Clorox bleach spray in my hand. I was gonna blind this shirtless ass. You're gonna be a blind, shirtless young motherfucker is what you're about to be. Now, like karma, right? Like karma, right? My daughter, months later, called me and said, Daddy, I need to use your truck. I said, for what? She said, because my dog has to go to the doctor, and I want to put him in his kennel after he comes from the doctor because he'd be a little lethargic when he comes from the doctor. I said, what type of bullshit shit is that? That you know your dog be a little lethargic and you want to put him in the kennel. I said, I have a dog too. I don't put my dog in no kennel when he leave a doctor. I just throw him in the back of the truck. That's how I know he can hula hoop. He just be back there. I'm just driving. Say, what time does your dog have to be at the doctor? She said, 6 a.m. I said, what, he getting an MRI? What type of dog is it? 6 a.m.? Can he eat at the 8? I said, no, I'm not going to have you packing no kennel that early in the morning. I said, what I'll do is I'll come over there and spend the night at your house, and then we'll take the dog in the morning. I'll put the kennel in there, and we'll go. I want to stay in my daughter's house anyway because in her guest bedroom is my old bed. And I want to sleep in my old bed. I'm at her house and I'm knocked out. Do you understand me? She come in there, Daddy, Daddy. I'm like, what's up? Somebody trying to break in my house. I said, what? Somebody's trying to break in my house. And she showed me on her phone to my, I don't know that man. I said, damn. Somebody is trying to break in your house. Shh. Go to your room. I want my daughter to to go to her room because I don't want her to see what's about to happen with me. See, the thing about going back to things that you have done in your past, it's a transformation that happens with you. If you've been in the military or you've been incarcerated and you're about to go to war, it is something in you that your body get hard, your back get big. And I told you I have the ability to get mad about things that's not happening. And I done already made up why he trying to get in this house. He finna come in here and kill my daughter and take her skin off and put her skin on his body and be walking around answering like he my daughter. Hey, Jaden.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, I done already made all this shit up in my head already because it's not finna happen. So I slide out this little side door and I'm coming up the little patio, and when I get out the gate, I come through the flower bed. I got to come through the flower bed. My daughter got these little spiky plants. You got to go around and just stick you in the leg. And I see old boy. And I know he thought them bushes hit him. I came through them bushes. Bow! What you trying to do with my daughter? He said, hold on, man. Hold on, now. Listen to me. Man, somebody just put a gun on me. I said, somebody put a gun on you. Now two people to put a gun on your ass. Get your ass on the ground. So we're trying to get in my daughter's house. And where the person that pulled the gun on you? Where they at? Get on your stomach. What you doing? What you got on you? What are you trying to get my daughter out? I'm going to blow you. Man, what are you trying to do? What? Now, while I got him down, I hear some sirens. I'm like, oh, shit, man. Because you know I'm a convicted felon. I ain't supposed to have this, man. My daughter came outside. I said, yeah, take the gun and put the gun on the man and keep the gun on the man. And I went in the house. I'm asleep. The police out there talking to my daughter. I come out there 20 minutes later with my robe on. Talking about, what is all the commotion? The police say, your daughter is so brave, she captured an assailant. I said, an assailant? They talked to me, and they said, I didn't know nothing about it. They ain't got nothing to do with it. They cleared me. I'm innocent. I'm in the house. I'm in the kitchen drinking tea. They talked to my daughter. Now she come in the house, they took her statement and everything. She come in there crying. Daddy, the man tried to break up my house, Daddy. I wouldn't know what I would do if you wasn't here, Daddy. And I'm like, Daddy, yeah. With your scare ass. I said, let me go back a little bit. Let me go back to something. I said, you know, a couple months ago, when that man said that you lucky, your daddy tough, you say, remember that? Okay. So let me say this. I want you to really digest this in your little heart. I said, my manhood and my pride is not attached to a Walmart parking space. I said, I'm not gonna let nobody kill me or kill nobody over a Walmart parking space. I said, if I would have died, they wouldn't even put a plaque there. Somebody, Ali died here. They wouldn't even do that. I say, never judge me about something that's not important to me. You know what I'm saying? I say, and if any man you ever with in your life attach his pride and his manhood to these type of things, this is no man. Do you understand me? I said, let me give you the real understanding. That man was trying to get in your house. You are important to me. And I'm going to do whatever to defend you. You understand me? I said, so don't ever compare yourself to my love with a Walmart parking space. And where's my gun? Shit. People judge you against things that's not important to you. And young folk, man, let me tell you, man, it's hard sometimes helping them. It's, you know, I have a brother, right? I have a brother, and he has taken some of the joy out of my life with helping him. You know what I'm saying? No, I'm talking because, you know, I'm a real helpful person. I'm the type of person that is serious. If you drunk and you need somebody to come get you, I would be the one that would come get you. Now, my brother has used this so much that I won't do it no more. I will send somebody. Because he get drunk on Wednesday, work day, and call you. Who drunk on Wednesday? Call me, I'm sleep. More bullshit, I'm sleep. The man, loud, I answer the phone. Hello. Now, that's how I answer, because I'm sleep. He talking about, say, boy, you sleep? Yes, that's why I answer. He say, man, shit, man, shit, I'm out being responsible. I say, you don't sound responsible, Darius. No, I'm drunk, I'm toe down. The responsible part is me calling you. Darius, what is it, man? Hey, man, shit, need a ride home, man. I'm gone, can't drive. Man, come get me. I say, Darius, where are you at? Come on, man, we brothers, man. You ought to be able to find me in the world. We telekinetic. I say, what, nigga? Because we brothers, I want to know where you at in the world. Darius, where have you been drinking at? Man, a lot of places. Been drunk all over the city. What is the last place? Shit, I don't know where I'm at. Shit. I say, man, put the phone on FaceTime so I can see where you at. The boy puts the phone on FaceTime. He just got it on his forehead. All I can see is his forehead. Turn the phone around, Darius. He got the phone in the air. Just... I said, okay, I see where you at. I'm on the way. Did y'all hear what I said? I am on the way. That means me. I'm coming. I pull up to the spot. He come out tippy-toeing like he don't know who I am talking about. Is somebody here for Darius? Get your ass in this car. I'm not your lift dog. Somebody is somebody here for Darius like you don't know my face. The worst thing in the world is to be in a car with somebody that's drunk and you are not drunk. You in the car, this is me in the car. He over there. Darius, don't say nothing to me. Just sit over there and be quiet. He over there. I said, man, go to bed. Go to sleep, dog. Just don't say nothing to me. I have to cut the radio off because he's trying to sing all the songs to me. He's singing to me. Last straw, H-Town, come on. He over there to my body rocking, knocking the beat. Off. No rocking, no body rocking, no knocking, no nothing. Off. I want to pull it out the wall. Off. Go to sleep. We get to his house, right? We get to his house. It's about 12 steps from the curve to his house. I wake him up. I say, hey, you home? Come on. Get out. Let's go. He gonna wake up to me, man, what type of shit is this? You ain't gonna walk a damsel in distress today.
You are not a damsel. Get out my house. Get out of here.
No damn damsel in distress. People, man. Now, you know what's crazy? I got old people in my family. And you have to listen to the elderly. Now, elderly, they've been around a long time. That you can learn things from the elderly. You know, I just learned that you can return produce. Had no idea. Clueless to it. And first of all, I'm too nosy because the grocery store is my favorite place. I'm coming out the grocery store, rolling through the parking lot. I see this old cat with a watermelon in his hand coming towards the grocery store here. And I say, old school, you didn't drop your watermelon in the parking lot? He said, man, nah. This motherfucker about to go back. I said, what? I said, but it's open. He said, man, I don't give a shit. It ain't sweet. What? They can afford to have a watermelon that's not sweet. I can't. I said, I turned my basket around. I want to see this shit. I want to see it. I need to see it with my own eyes. I'm back in the store. Old school wasting no time. Old school come in with the watermelon, go straight to customer service, put it down and say, that's y'all's. I said, that's y'all's? No proof of purchase, no receipt? You could have found that watermelon in the parking lot. That's y'all's? Old school is in the produce section cutting watermelons over.
No, that's bad too. And that would even work. Y'all got a whole batch of badass watermelons. Oh, that's it right there.
That man grabbed that watermelon and walked past a couple of them.
We good, ain't we?
Most amazing thing I ever saw, that he was 80. You got to be 80 years old to do that. I'm telling you, you got to be old to do it. I'm trying to tell you. I get home. My peaches ain't sweet. Just saw this. I'm back in the store.
That's y'all's.
I'm in the produce section, biting peaches. You gotta be old to do it. You gotta be old. Even though I'm not the handiest person, I do give good advice. I do give great advice. Now, especially to young men. I've been through a lot, so I give good advice. I tell young people all the time, listen to the elders, because for some reason, being 50, I'm the last. We are the last. You in your 50s, you the last of the listening generation. You the last of the listeners. You the last. I'm talking about, because see, and I'm talking about listening, not the talk. It's a difference between listening and listening to talk. See, I listen like this. When you talking to me, I'm like this. All information. People that's over 50, I mean, it's under 50, this is how they listen. They listen like this. I ain't trying to interrupt you. You're really not hearing everything. And they think that they the same as you. They think they're the same as you. You 50, they 40. You're not the same. You don't even know the same shit that I know. So I tell young men, listen to me. Find you some good elders to listen to because you don't know everything. Because there's a difference. Young men that's in here, just ask you a question. Have you ever walked into a restroom and saw a man at the urinal with his whole ass out? Whole ass out. First time I ever see this, I'm 27 years old. And I'm and I ain't gotta even be like this. I walk in, the man at the urinal, whole ass out, and I'm 27, just too much. I come in there, goddamn old school, you got your whole ass out. I see. Laugh. And just drawing attention to it. Cause I'm young and foolish. I don't even know how this happens. Now, I kept living, right? Twin at seven, your bladder tight. You can pee once a month if you want to. Once you get over 40, if you even think about peeing, you got to go. Right? You got to get out of there. I'm 44 years old, and I'm disrespecting my bladder. Because I'm doing what my grandmother said, running my mouth. You know, that's what she used to call it. You in there running your mouth. I'm talking to somebody, running my mouth. And while I was running my mouth, my bladder told me to. My bladder said, hey, boy, you better get somewhere. I sat there and kept running my mouth. And man, I tell you, after that conversation was over, I took a turnaround step and said, oh shit, wait a minute. It's coming out? Wait a minute, wait a minute. I've been here leaking? Wait a minute, wait. I had to do them little steps that my daughter be doing when she's trying to get to the bathroom. I get in the bathroom, and my belt won't come off. Now you can only river dance for so long. So oh, this shit about to come out. Just sitting there with my whole ass out, just whole. Ass out. And like the law of karma, this young boy walked in the restroom and said, God damn, old school, you got your whole ass out. I said, keep living. My name is Ali Sadiq, man. Thank you.